This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. At a three-day meeting that began this morning in Washington, D.C., fish is on the agenda as the National Organic Standards Bureau is preparing to define exactly what can be labeled organic fish for American consumers. In the view of Urvashi Rangan, a senior scientist and policy analyst for Consumers Union, it's something that's long overdue.
There are no standards in place right now, and unfortunately, USDA has allowed anyone to slap an organic label on fish and sell it in the marketplace, with the exception of California, which has a law on the books which bans that practice.
But the devil is in the details, as always, and Rangoon is concerned that the standards that are up for review this week for farm-raised organic fish are too lax in two key areas. One is what's in the fish meal feed that's given to meat-eating fish such as salmon.
These fish are carnivorous, and they do need to have most of their diet be fish. So the question of how do you get to 100% organic feed means you may have to wait until there's enough organic fish to feed fish like that organic diet.
The bigger problem, one that extends well beyond just the question of what should or should not be classified as organic, lies in the basic aquaculture practices used in farming salmon, the large pens full of fish that are set up just offshore in open ocean waters. Rangan says these high concentrations of salmon not only generate underwater plumes of fish waste, but amplify the spread of disease and parasites.
All salmon at this point is produced in these open net systems. That's why the farm-raised salmon can often be far more contaminated than Alaskan wild salmon, for example. There's plenty of scientific evidence to show, one, you can't control waste and waste recovery, two, that disease spreads into the ocean and actually affects the wild populations in the ocean. So there are many, many problems with the environmental impacts of open net pens.
While these concerns make farming salmon difficult and organic salmon extremely challenging, Rangan says meeting an organic standard for some other popular kinds of seafood is much more easily accomplished.
Vegetarian fish that can eat 100% organic feed that isn't contaminated and can be produced in controlled, closed environments where waste can be recovered and pollution doesn't occur. Things like shrimp, tilapia, those are great examples of aquaculture species that could, in fact, meet a high organic standard at this time.
So the real question being argued this week is not if rules defining organic fish will be established, but whether or not the National Organic Standards Bureau will allow definitions that Consumers Union sees as too lenient.
The problem is the NOSB is trying to lower the standard so that more types of fish in questionable production systems can also be labeled organic, and that's where the heart of this debate lies.
Consumer comments are being accepted into the public record until Wednesday, when the Standards Bureau will adopt its recommendations and forward them to the Federal Food and Drug Administration, which will make the final decision. There's a link to the Bureau and pictures of some salmon farm operations on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.